I've got three messages, and I don't know which one to go with. So, you know, whichever one the Lord wants us to do, we're going to do.
Bless you, Lord.
Y'all pray. I've stayed. And, anyway, all right, here we go. Colossians chapter number 2.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Y'all pray for me. I got a new Bible. I'm trying to figure it out. It's King James Version. But I had to retire my old one. It's falling apart. So, y'all bear with me.
Just read that today.
Colossians 2.
Colossians chapter number 2. Y'all pray for us. I had some other ones. And I think it's where the Lord wants us to go. The title is Stand Firm in the Faith. In this day and time, we definitely need to stand firm in the faith.
Amen.
As we see things happening and you watch the news, and Lord have mercy, don't know what mask to use, what vaccine to get, what to do, what to nothing. But God says, stand firm in Him. You'll never go wrong.
Right.
Stick with Him. We'll be all right. I can say, I don't know which one to wear until they tell me. I'll just keep wearing what I got, I guess. But that's where we're at in America. It's chaos, division. That's nothing but the devil. Divide us, divide our country, divide our churches, divide our families, divide everything.
That's true, bro.
It's nothing but the devil. Come on, and we allow him. That's all right. Stand firm in the faith. Paul said, for I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them that at Laodicea and for as many as I have not seen my face in the flesh. So Paul told Colossians, I don't see you, but I love you. I'm not with you, but I care for you. You might not see me, Jeffrey, but I love you. Larry, but I love you.
Bless him, Lord.
He said, for their hearts might be comforted, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. Knit together. I remember when I first come here in 2000, all the people you're talking about, used to be here, shout and scream, not scream, but shout and do victory laps and praise God. And all of them's gone on, some of them's left. I seen old Jeff Johnson the other night, asked about Darren Handy. Remember, the Lord, they all gone. When I first come here, Randy, Don, King, Terry, and rest, a lot of them's gone. Andy and the rest of them boys, gone on. The 20 years I've been coming here. There's a few of the old reliable still here.
Bless them, Lord.
You know, but where's the rest of us at?
Heavenly.
Knit together in love. That our hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. Knit together in love is what's tearing us apart. We're not knit together no more. Mount Vernon.
Bless them, Lord.
Old me.
Heavenly.
Not just this church, a lot of churches are not knit together like we used to be. What's separating our love? What's separating our church? What's separating us? Hello?
Go ahead, man.
I mean, we sung songs the other day. Hallelujah to the Lamb and nothing but the blood and we just sitting here.
Amen.
Amen? That gets me excited. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
What can make me whole again? Yeah. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's what it's about, the blood of Jesus.
Yep.
Right. Oh, Pastor Fox, you give me a hard time because that's what we left off the fourth verse. He said, we talk, Brother Moss. The fourth verse, Pastor Fox. This is my hope and my peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's my hope, my peace, and my righteousness. It's His blood. That's our love. It's His blood what makes us love each other. It's His blood. We're family.
Amen.
Dead, brother.
We got one.
Heaven, Lord.
Wait, we supposed to be family? Hello?
Right.
Amen.
Bless Him, Lord.
Not just flesh and blood, we family.
Amen.
Supposed to be, but we ain't acting like it. Amen.
Right. Bless Him, Lord.
And to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Mystery. in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Not money. Mm-hmm. It said in them three, God, the Father, and Christ, are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The beginning of fear of God is what? Knowledge. Fear of God is the beginning of knowledge of what? Of who He is. And what God really means to us. What does God mean to you tonight?
Come on, brother.
Go ahead.
What does God mean to you? Everything, but everything. He's my everything. He's my righteous. He is my everything.
Amen.
Tell me one thing you can do without Him. Nothing. There's not one thing you can do without God.
Come on, brother.
Not anything.
That's right, brother.
You can't walk, eat, sleep, do nothing without God. Who woke you up this morning? Well, you're an alarm clock.
Right.
It was God. Who let you get here? God. Who let you work? He knows how. Who let you? God.
Right.
Amen.
Who let your heart beat? God.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Bill, vein stopped up a long time ago. 100%, several veins stopped up. But God seemed fit to spare him.
Right.
God, He's our everything. He is our knowledge and our wisdom. Of what? Of the Bible. We'll get there, hang with me. Wisdom and knowledge of God's Word. Not the things of this earth. Ain't going to help you never a bit when you stand before God. Yes. Your PhDs and whatever they call them. Bachelor's degrees. Them's nice and all. But when you stand before God, He will ask you, what'd you know about me?
Right.
Yeah.
What'd you count about me? That's all that matters, church.
Amen.
Nothing else matters but God and what you do for Him.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
What else matters? Because who are you going to stand before? Not Bill or Butch or Larry or the teachers in the back. You ain't going to stand before Him. You're going to stand before God.
Bless the Lord.
And Him alone. He said you're going to stand before Him naked. Right. Nothing hid from God. So we better understand the knowledge and wisdom of God. He said, hey. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Ain't that where out in America? They talk the talk. No, talk sweet to you. They entice you. Come on in this church. Come on, you can do what you want to up here. Huh? Boy, up here in Mount Vernon. Not Mount Vernon. Up here we'll let you do what you want to. You still get to heaven. Huh?
Yes,
come on, Larry. Come on up here. You can drink and do what you want to, but you still go to heaven. As long as you put your mind to play.
Bless Him, Lord.
Ain't that what they tell you? Oh, it's all right, but you can do what you want to. Good. You were saved 25 years ago. You are all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what they tell everybody. But my Bible tells me different. What about yours?
Right.
Amen.
It said sin ain't going to enter in, period.
Bless Him, Lord. Go ahead, brother.
We think. Well, you might even think it said, everybody said, Lord, Lord, ain't going to enter in. Don't say ain't, but it's not going to enter in. Except those that do the will of my Father.
Amen.
No other way.
Right.
The will of my Father. Not your will. His will.
Right.
Very few have find. You don't say many. Many is a pathway to destruction. Few have find. Why do you think it says few?
Come on, brother.
Hello?
Amen.
Few. And those that do the will of my Father. Are we doing the will of my Father? I ain't.
Come on.
Go ahead.
I ain't doing one either.
Get it, brother.
Yeah. We think we are.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to help the church. It's time we start doing the will of my Father. Because time is running out.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Time is getting short. Let's look around. People passing away, dying every day. COVID, this and that. Saints of old. Several preacher friends of mine are gone. Prayer warriors are gone. If they ain't ringing the prayer bells of heaven, who else is? Amen. Or is it us? Are we too busy doing everything else? I ain't got time to pray. I got to do this. I got to watch TV. I got to watch my show. Come on now.
Bless Him, Lord.
Go ahead. You're right.
I got to record. I got to watch my show. I'll read my Bible later. No. I watch my show. Next thing you know, it's the tired going to be. Amen.
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 That's where we're at. I got to watch my show. I got to do this. The next thing you know, it's time to go to work. Day gone.
That's true, brother.
Right, brother.
But God, with enticing words, for though I have been absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Joy in beholding your order and the steadfastness steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Are we steadfast in Christ today?
Come on, brother.
Are we slack? I'm slack, I'm to be honest.
Tell it, buddy.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm pulpit. I'm in church. I'm just not steadfast on me.
Right, bless him, Lord.
As ye have therefore received Christ, Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Huh. And don't say Walker Larry Johnson.
Right.
Amen.
Or Jeffrey.
Amen.
TJ. John. Nicky. I'll throw you in the boat too. It's been a lot of pick on you. See, walk in Christ Jesus. We're supposed to be Christ-like, are we not? Amen.
Amen.
But do we act like it all the time? Nope. We get a little flesh once in a while, a little bit. We get that flesh once in a while. Things go bad. Things go wrong. We get mad, frustrated, aggravated.
Amen.
It says, ye have therefore received Christ, Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
Amen.
Walk ye in him. That's one thing that will make your day better.
That's right.
That makes my life better. Is walk with the Lord. Have you heard a guy heard what day was? Sunday night, I get right here, man.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, where the church was at the other night in revival. He talked about Joab. About how David gave him the letter to send
Uriah,
I think, up to the front line. Killed him. And the dude made a good point. He had the letter. So here, even though David got forgiven from the Lord, Joab still had, he remembered the letter.
Yep.
So he's like, well, I mean, every time David tries to probably send butch, they go, well, I got that letter. I remember you killed that guy.
Yep.
Ain't that how we are?
Come on,
huh? Even though butch you say, I remember back in 1977, but I don't know. 1977, you done this.
Come on.
But butch got saved November 12th, 1978, right?
Really.
Huh? But November 11, 1978, you done this, Butch. People, we're going to bring your past up. But God said, I forgot about your past.
Come on, brother.
God forgives. God forgives. What about us, church? We're supposed to be family. Christ-like.
Yeah.
Come on, church.
Bless
if Jesus
you.
Forgives, why can't we forgive? The Bible said we're supposed to.
Amen.
If you can't give your brother, you can't give your part of me. It's the Bible.
True.
You gotta love your brothers yourself.
Right. Amen. Brother.
If I can't forgive Larry, as Christ has forgiven me.
Amen.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Where we at, church?
Bless
guilty.
Right, brother.
We hold stuff over our head. Hey, God's the only one gonna judge. Who are you to judge?
Right.
Now tell somebody they're wrong. Now we got the Bible says sound the trumpet. Now a different story.
Come on, bud.
But we're supposed to love each other. Not throw them on the bus and kick them all down. We're supposed to be family.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I
agree with that. Amen.
I love you, Jeffrey. If you mess up, I'm going to tell you in love. You messed up, Jeffrey.
Amen.
Not to hurt you, but to help you. Oh, let's go to heaven together.
Amen. Go ahead.
That's Bible. It says warn them. Because if I don't, your blood's on my hand.
Right. Amen, brother.
I want you, blood. I got nothing of my own.
Come on, brother.
I don't need yours, too.
Bless him, Lord.
We won't throw him under the bus. Well, you've done that. Well, God said, I forgive you. What about you?
Come on.
Huh? If God forgives me, that's all that matters.
Yep.
I want you to forgive me. If you don't, that's on you and God.
Right.
All I got to stand before is God. He said, I forgive you. That's all that matters.
Right, bud.
If my sins are under his blood, I got to pay. That's scripture.
Yep.
Paul said, join the Lord. Walk ye therein.
Yep.
Love each other.
Amen.
Knit together in love. Our string is broke, church. We come in unknit. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
You're right.
Guilty? I thought those no stone. It hit me first.
Right, Lord.
Rooted. Rooted. Ooh, and built up in him. Who? In Jesus. Rooted and built up in him. Who? Jesus.
Come on.
That's who we're supposed to build up as God.
Amen.
Love preacher, build that. Brother Brooks, love to that. But it ain't about them.
Right.
I want to help them, yes. Help them lift them up, yes. But I'm supposed to lift up God. God. He's the one that saved us.
Amen.
He's the one that died for us.
Right.
He's the one that was beat for us.
Tell it, Lamont.
Supposed to be lifting him up.
Amen.
Ain't about me.
Right.
I don't want you to see me. I want you to see Jesus. He died for me.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Nothing no better. Get to pray with my grandbaby. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Hey, I don't deserve it, but get to pray with my grandbaby. That's Jesus. Oh, I'm going to shout about that song, y'all. I get to pray with my grandbaby. Why? Because my sins are under his blood.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why I get to pray with my grandbaby. That's why I get to pray. Because Jesus said I could.
Amen.
Because I forgive you. Confess your sin. I'm faithful, just to forgive you. But we want to hold on your head.
Amen, brother.
That ain't Christ like, is it?
No.
We're supposed to be Christians, ain't we? Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
He said, hey, you come to me. Confess it to me, I'll forgive you. Because nobody else can.
Right.
I can tell Butch, brother, that's something. I can't help you. I can pray for you. But the only one who can forgive me is Jesus. I can ask you to forgive me if I do something to you. If you don't, it's on you. Because God forgive you. And never more remembered. Hey!
Right. Yeah.
I teach y'all, it gives me a hard time that God, Jesus forgets, but we don't. The only person ever that forgets.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
And to deceive forgetfulness. Yeah. But we'll bring it up, boy. Huh? Come on, we'll bring it. Oh, you see what? What's your name? Todd, tell all the time. You know what she done? You hear Nikki done?
Go ahead.
John?
Right.
Did you see this guy the other day? How about Butch? Oh, he went to prison, did he really? He said he was going over. But somebody told me. I'm sure he did. He don't lie about it. But that's how we are, ain't it?
Right. Amen.
God said, I forgive, never forget, never forget, remember it again.
Yep.
Boy, we'll bring it up on Roger.
Right.
Huh? You remember what he done the other day? He's supposed to be Christian. Ain't that how we are? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Huh? We don't think we're covered in flesh. I don't give you no excuse. But I mess up every day.
Yep.
Don't want to. Lord, help me.
Amen.
I get mad at myself all the time, big dummy. I'm not drinking or drugging, doing things I shouldn't do, but I'm not living like I should for Christ. That's all that matters.
Come on, tell it, brother.
It don't matter. If you don't have to do nothing bad but not do what he wants you to do, it is rebellion.
Right.
And the Bible says rebellion is as witchcraft.
Amen.
Huh? Bless if I'm not doing what God wants me to do, I'm rebellion.
Yep.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
It's Bible.
Right.
Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. As you have been taught, abounding therein for thanksgiving. Been taught. I know for 21 years. Been taught. Faithful to the house of God. Read your word. Pray. Study. If I want to come to this church 21 years, God probably lost in hell today. Because I'm him. And him. And y'all. Faithful. The word of God. Stay in the word of God. Preach it. You got to live right. You got to live right. I don't. I got to live right. Do right. According to the word of God.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Help him, Lord.
Beware. Beware. Lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Ain't that where we're at today? Always call everybody, always big words. Don't give me your big fancy words. I don't need your lies and junk. Tell me something simple. And vain deceit after the tradition of men. Ain't that how we are? Well, Grandpa used to do it that way. It makes it all right. Ain't that how we are? Whether it's right or not, but Grandpa used to do it. That's how we've been doing it for 100 years. Does that make it right? No.
Right, buddy.
If it ain't Bible, it ain't right.
Amen.
Amen.
If it's not by the word of God, it's not right. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If it's not by the word of God, it's not right. If the word don't tell you, it's not right.
Amen.
My grandma used to put me all the time. She liked my beard. You had to dress. Had to wear a suit and tie. Are you a preacher? But man, Jesus had a beard. You ain't Jesus. I don't agree. She liked my beard. She ever told me we didn't have to shave it off. Respected her. Miss Fields probably fuss at me now because I got my shirt tucked in. She said, if I'm behind the pulpit, you have my shirt tucked in. Hope she won't watch it. She'll get me. Old school. Huh? Where are we at, church? Huh?
Bless him, Lord.
We slacked that. Oh, it don't matter. We're not a law anymore. We're under grace. Ain't that our excuse? Huh? Oh, we're under grace now. We're under law. I think Jesus said he come to do away with the law. Amen. Come to fulfill the law.
Exactly.
We still got to follow him.
Right.
The law says feed him is 55.
Come on, brother.
The law says we got to live right. We're going to get to heaven. Keep my commandments if you love me.
Bible.
Yeah. Love me first and foremost.
Yep.
Then your neighbor is yourself. The two great commandments.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
After the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. For what ain't today? Everything's about the world, nothing about Christ. Just celebrated the birth, supposedly, of our Savior. Did we really? I didn't see much about it on no word, did you? Y'all tell me that.
Bless him, Lord.
Christmas time. Now we got Easter coming up. What's it do? Well, now we got Valentine's candy out already. Trying to make some money. Y'all tell me, during this Christmas season, how much is about Jesus?
Amen, brother.
It's the truth, brother.
How much is our TV time, commercial time, float time at the Christmas parades? How much is it about Jesus? It's spoken by his birth.
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to celebrate. That woman over at Coastal told me there wasn't zero floats about Jesus in the Hilton parade. No floats had Jesus in every one of them. Are we falling rooted and built up in Christ? Or we fall after rudiments of the world?
Go ahead.
Vain deceit. We fall in the world of Christ. For in him, who? Christ, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Tough words pronounced. For in him dwelleth all the fullness. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Jesus.
Man.
What we have tonight? Because we're not full. Our brothers are full because they accept most of us. Ready for a nap, most of us. Amen.
Bless them all.
But are we full of Jesus Christ? Are we happy in him? Ain't looking like y'all.
Bless him, Lord.
Go ahead.
For what I can see.
Helping y'all.
Just saying. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Think about that for just about 5 seconds. Think about it, Jeffrey. Ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Think about that, church. We sing a song, we've got the power. We ain't sing that in a while, maybe we lost the power, but not talking name, talking about you, brother. We sing it. I've got the power. What happened? Become unplugged? The battery ran out? Batteries expire? Where's the power?
Right, brother.
Huh? We've got the power. We ain't sung in a while. We've lost the power. Why? Because we ain't trusting God.
Amen.
He's the power, Prince. He's the main thing. He's all of it.
Right.
Amen, brother.
You have not because you ask not.
Yeah. Bible.
Draw an eye to me. Ooh, I'll draw an eye to you. Huh?
Amen.
He's as close to you as you want him to be.
Right.
Amen.
Oh, me.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, me. Huh? I like it when he's close to me, Larry, but a lot of times I'm about three pews away from him.
Come on.
Huh? He's in the same spot. Yeah. But I ain't. Say, red, tell you, pray like I ought to. Watch too much TV. Not reading, praying, studying up. I've been reading. Bill asked, but I was reading, studying. The Lord, give me something. Jerry said, better make it 20 minutes. Man, I ain't got nothing. But it's going to be less than 20 minutes. The Lord don't come on.
Right.
I rely on him. I'm going here to get a bad hell. I couldn't figure out how to get up where I wanted to. Had a chance, ain't you? Amen. I can barely use my phone as it is. Hit the wrong button. Most of the time. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. Listen, church. We're circumcised without hands in putting off the body of sin of the flesh. By the circumcision of Christ.
Amen.
We're grafted in, church.
Come on, brother.
At one time, we was dogs. Amen. We're Gentiles.
Amen.
We're dogs.
Yep.
But thanks to Jesus,
really?
We've got power. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God. Who hath raised him from the dead. Think about this, church. That's you. Think about this. 1977. But I got people back. Don't tell me. Remember. July 25th, 2000. I was dying and going to hell.
Yeah.
But July 26th, 2000. After Butch sung Just As I Am. I was circumcised. Hey, I was a child of the king. I got something to pray about. Because July 25th, I was in hell. A drunk, no bad, nothing, no good for nothing, still ain't much. But hey, I'm a child of the king. So the shadow of mine,
right?
But what do we do? Nothing. Tired, wore out. I like to stay home today.
Really?
So man, I wish we'd be able to have to pray. Boy, I'm tired. Bless my heart.
Right.
Jesus walked there where he went. The disciples walked there where they went. Didn't have a car. Actually, Jesus told the disciples, don't take nothing with you. Just go out. Not us. We can have money, car. Boy, I can't do that. Boy, I can't just leave everything go. Take no money, take nothing. Just go. How many of us would do that today if God told you to? Huh?
Bless the Lord.
Don't take no money. Just go. And tell them about me.
Bless the Lord.
Now I know I can pray.
Heaven.
And you, ooh, here we go. Hang on a minute. Here we go. 13. It's about to get good now. And you, being dead in your sins, and you, Mount Vernon, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Woo! If that don't excite you, I'll be right here.
Right, brother.
Forgiving you all your trespasses.
Come on, brother.
Huh? I don't excite anybody? Right. Just me? I'm almost dying on that.
Come on, brother.
I always people with him. I don't want to die on that. Old drunk addict, don't die for nothing. Only one. He's saved in this whole church.
Bless him, Lord.
Alright, okay. Alright, then. Forgive all your trespasses.
Right.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Amen, brother.
That you had here from Miss Vera. God knows. She might not know. Same with you, Miss Vera. Huh? Y'all women ain't so easy as y'all claim to be.
Tell it, brother.
Huh? Y'all women just as bad as men. Y'all still admit to it. Y'all know the worst we all learn. I can bring that here, y'all. I tell you, listen, church, you being dead in your sin and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting ordinances that was against us. I guess no Nobody had nothing against lost. Nobody said nothing. Huh? Y'all with halos. Nobody had nothing against no trespassing, no sins. God didn't block none of your life. Huh? Okay. All right. And took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
I don't get nobody excited.
Amen.
I don't excite nobody. Just me.
Bless okay? you, Lord.
Even though, you know, he done that for you, but I don't get you excited. He took your sins, your useless, worthless body that you lived in, and put it on the cross, and I don't get nobody excited.
Bless him, Lord.
Huh? Yeah. Nobody excited. Nobody happy. No amen. No. Huh? Took your sins, didn't have to. He asked, Lord, Lord, God, Father, but your will, let this cup pass from me, but thy will be done, not mine. He didn't want to do it, but he did because he loved you. We're going to thank him for it. All right, then. You don't think you don't break his heart?
Right, amen.
Them chunks of meat come at his back for you, and you going to praise him or thank him for it?
Yeah.
Huh? Them cat and eye tails ripping that flesh out, and crown thorns on his head, him nails on his hands. Oh, I love Larry, I love Tanya, I love Jeffrey, Todd, Corey, I love them all.
Come on, brother.
I take your sins, I take your trespasses, I blot them out, I love you. But they don't get nobody excited,
huh?
Okay, okay.
Bless him, Lord.
All right. And you wonder why. Devil crowds are shouting and carrying on, making a racket.
Right.
Ball games are full of them.
Amen.
Right, Larry?
Amen.
I've been to some in ball games.
Right.
Wake Forest. First down, wait. We shout the ball game. Get in church and get quiet.
Bless him, Lord.
Okay. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He spoiled them. God puts in power who he wants to put in power. All this is part of his plan. Biden, Trump, all this mess you can see here, it's all part of God's plan. Our job is not to set fuss and complain and grumble about it, but our job is to tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Huh? Do your job, vote for whatever name that you're supposed to worry about. You're supposed to worry about the lost.
Amen.
Amen.
Huh? He said, I'll put in power who I want. You just tell him about me.
That's right.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Ain't that our job? Pray for it. If you don't like mine, don't matter. Pray for him. That's your job as a Christian to pray for him.
That's right.
Amen.
Like him or not. Like me or not. You're supposed to love me. The Bible says.
Yeah.
If you don't love me, you ain't getting to heaven. Scripture.
Bless
you, Scripture. Huh? That's Bible.
Epic Lord.
Oh, well, I love you, Corey. Say, hey, I'm the one who will take care of you. Just take care of what you're supposed to do for me. You tell people there's a better way. His name is Jesus. I tell you about somebody who blots all your trespasses and sins. Never more to be remembered.
Mom.
Huh? You might remember, but I don't. God said. Huh?
Believe,
what happened July 25th? I don't know what happened July 25th, 2000. Have no idea. But July 26th, 2000, I know exactly what happened.
Yeah.
You come, got your sorry carcass from over yonder, went to altar and got saved. Now, after that, he knows exactly what I've done wrong.
Yeah.
Huh? And he has forgiven me. Because the Bible says he has. If I confess, and he's faithful judge to forgive me of my sin.
Go
ahead. If I confess to him, I ain't got confession to you. Oh, I'm also confess your faults one to another. Faults and sin. You can't help me. I can tell you. We're supposed to love each other.
Right,
brother. Stand firm in the faith. Stand firm with each other.
Amen, brother.
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink. Or in respect of any holy day, not holiday, holy day, or of the new moon or the Sabbath day. That's how you drink. That's how always people say, well, the Bible says I can drink. wine and beer and liquor. It's a little wine for stomach's sake. Huh?
Bless you, Lord.
You go on ahead. Bob also said a drug ain't we're in.
Amen.
Also
Amen.
Stay away from strong drink.
Amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you go ahead and do what you want to do. You want to take a chance, you go away. I tell them. I said, I don't highly recommend it. Because my Bible says it ain't a good thing. But if you want, you go ahead. See where I get you on judgment day. My Bible tells me not to, but you go ahead. Don't judge them and say, I recommend it not. Meat. If you want to eat vegetables, you go ahead. I ain't about no vegetarians or vegans or people fuss because you eat meat. People fuss because you eat this. It don't matter. Do you know Jesus?
Amen.
That's all that matters.
Right.
If you're a T-bone steak or cauliflower, don't make no difference to me. You know Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if I know you're a vegetarian, you come over to my house to eat, I'm going to fix your vegetarian food. Vice versa. If you know I like meat, you better have me a steak on y'all. Or some kind of meat. Same a little piece of hamburger. I don't care. I'll eat you, but I like vegetables. Well, you can't tell if I like this. I like food, can't you? But the Bible says, don't argue about this. It's not important. What's important is eternity.
Amen.
Where are you going to spend it?
Right.
It's the only thing that matters. Amen. Nothing else matters. Gas prices, tax prices, IRAs don't make no difference. How you stand before God
right.
is all that matters.
Amen.
So when you stand before Him, He's going to say, hey, how many taxes you owe? I hope you pay your taxes. He's going to ask you, though. He said, oh, well, man, nothing but love.
Right.
Pay your bill, do what you gotta do, but don't stress over. Live for God, He'll take care of that.
Amen, bro.
Huh? You live for Jesus, He'll take care of your bills for you. Amen.
Right.
And I seen it happen. I can verify. I can vouch. I can claim that one, Butch. No money to pay the bill, here comes something. Yeah, man. No money to buy a grocery, here it comes. Woo, that's my Jesus, amen.
Right.
Go from $10 to $100 in a matter of 20 minutes. Say, hey, that's my Jesus.
Amen.
Huh? Well, praise Him. He's done something for me.
Amen, bud. Bless the Lord.
Ain't none of us were with that. When's the last time we were hungry?
Right.
Unless we fasted.
Yep.
It's been a long time since I've been without food. Long time.
Right.
Anyway.
Lord.
That's right, brother.
Sorry, Jerry. We passed 20 minutes, brother. My bad. Short testimony. Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. The body is of Christ. Ain't you your body? You're Christ.
Amen.
That no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary, humility, and worshiping of angels. So let nobody bring you down. Well, ain't how you're supposed to worship. That's for you and God. On this Bible. Be talking about all the things you're supposed to. Don't be there dancing and shouting in the house of God. If it's Bible, if it's spiritual, lay with it. If it's spiritual, lay with it. Amen.
Right.
Shout, run, speak, what you want to do.
Right.
If it's a gift from God, don't quench the spirit. We don't quit spirit too much. You want to do it our way instead of God's way.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sorry, TJ. I'm kidding on the camera, but my bad. I just not thought about that. My bad.
Good.
Which he had not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. See, a fleshly mind gets in trouble.
Man.
Huh? A fleshly mind. Boy, that ain't the way you're supposed to worship. How I'm supposed to worship. Every one of us is different.
Amen.
None of us is the same, which that makes it good. All of us shouldn't be shouting. All of us shouldn't be crying. All of us shouldn't be victory lappers. You can, don't get me wrong. Amen. Be good once in a while. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Do something for God. And not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministry and knit together, as that knit together again, increases with the increase of God. Huh, imagine that. If we increase with God, guess what's going to happen, Mount Vernon?
Tell it, brother.
We all get together on the same page. Come on. And one mind, one accord. Oh, what a service we have.
Amen.
Huh? One mind, it's going to increase. If we increase with Him, He'll increase with us. But we don't want that, do we? The faster we get out here, the faster we like.
Listen, Lord.
Huh? I got to go eat. I got to go lay down and take a nap. I got to go back to work tomorrow. 5 o'clock comes early. It does. Bless your heart. Got to go to work tomorrow. Well, yeah. But Jesus done too much for us.
Amen.
Did He not?
Thank you, Lord.
To treat Him the way we treat Him.
Right.
The way I treat Him. Let me rephrase that. The way I treat Him. How you treat him, Bert? Scott, pick one down. How do we treat him? On a daily basis.
Right, brother.
How do we treat the Savior? The one who died for us. The one who took all of our trespasses, all of our sins, all of our iniquities, and nailed to the cross because He loved us.
Amen.
How do I treat him? Unfortunately, sometimes I crucify him again. I crucify him afresh by how my actions do.
The man tell it, brother.
Pitiful me. Sadness.
Bless
him. I'm out there. Y'all pay me in that hour. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to the perishing with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. Men doctrine don't matter. What matters is God's doctrine. What the Word says. And we got a doctrine. I like our doctrine. A lot of people don't agree with our doctrine. That's the end. They got an answer for it.
Right.
Bible? I'm going to stick with the Bible says.
Amen.
I'm not the smartest person. I ain't got a philosophy, a PhD. I'm just going with what the Bible tells me. I got to live right. I got to do right. I got to act right. Which things have indeed a shoe of wisdom in will worship. Uh-oh. Which things have indeed a shoe of wisdom in will worship. Now we all think that says that. Will worship.
Bless
the
Lord.
Hello. Will worship. What's that mean? Somebody smart, yeah.
Help him, Lord.
Nobody know? Will.
Satisfy himself.
Will worship. Well, I don't know. And humility. And neglecting of the body. Not any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. We're going to satisfy our flesh no matter what. No. Whether God likes it or not. Whether it's okay with God, Lord, I'm going to do what I want. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your Bible tells me. I'm going to do what I want. Come on, church. That's how we're living.
Heaven,
I said we.
Right, brother.
Self-included. I don't care what your word says. God will do what I want to do. Ain't that how we are?
Heaven, brother.
If we don't, we live a little better. I ain't saying y'all bad people. No, it sounds like I am, but no, I'm not. The church as a whole, our country as a whole, what's the lost man saying? What's our lost loved one saying, church? Why get saved if we act just like they are?
Amen, brother.
Why won't my loved ones get saved?
Come on.
Yep.
I told my other Sunday. I hope the reason my daughter ain't in church is because of daddy. Huh? I hope the reason my brother and nephew ain't saved is because of me. acting the way I've been doing? Are they lost the way I've been living, Larry?
Come on, brother.
Huh? Oh, me? That hurt Daddy's heart just a little bit. To know the reason my baby ain't saved is because Daddy's a no good use of nothing.
Right.
Is she the reason why they're not? Am I the reason why they're not saved? Not in church? Because the way I live, the way I do, the way you do, the way you live, actions speak louder words.
Brother.
You can tell me you love me all you want to, but if you don't show me, then I don't think you love me. Just saying, church. It's time I start serving God like I'm supposed to.
Amen, brother.
No matter who likes it, who don't like it. I don't care anymore. I love you. I'm gonna start worshiping God, dude. I'm tired of letting down. I'm tired of being a failure to my Lord and Savior. It's 2022, Lord have mercy. Ever thought you said, would you? 2022. What is today? Say the 7th, 6th, or the 4th, 5th. I get right in a minute. It's going to be one of them. We'll get 31. I get right in a minute. 5 days in this new year. Now, them 5 days, how have we acted for Jesus in this new year? Are we letting our light shine, Larry? Or are we still in the dark? Take difference from that light out on there. You missed it, Brooks. Larry changed the light bulb because he's always dirt in his bathroom now. Ain't that how it is?
Right.
Yeah.
Cut that light off. Woo! I can see. Cut that light off, Lord. We don't want the Lord to cut the light on, do we?
Come on, brother.
I'm going to pop that down. Because the Lord cuts the light on, Larry, we in trouble. I better get about my father's business and change that bulb.
Right.
And get my light back shine like it's supposed to do.
Amen, brother.
If God has to humble us, we in trouble. I'd have been there and done that one. It ain't no good.
Right.
If I lost it all.
Yeah.
Because of my stupidity. God had knocked me down a notch or two or three or four.
Yeah.
He will. God will knock you down to hurry.
Amen.
I got this. No, you ain't. Lord, show me quickly. Who's in charge? And amen. It's him.
Yeah.
He'll turn you over, Larry. That reprobate mind. He'll cut that light off for you. If you want him to. He won't change it. I said, I'm all right, Lord. He said, I'll leave you like dim for a while. You left it dim, John.
Right.
And finally, I had to wake up. Say, Lord, my Lord, change that light bulb. Keep it back under the light. Lord, forgive me all my trespasses and sin. Lord, put them back under your blood, Father.
Yep.
When was the last time we repented?
Amen.
Truly repented. Anyway,
bless you, Lord.
Anyway, I love you.